Yeah. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Portfolio Committee on Higher Education has slammed members from the Department of Higher Education for their no-show at a meeting on Minister Nobuhle Nkabane's CETA appointments. The minister has also failed to appear, saying she's attending an event. She's accused of appointing ANC members to high-paying sector education and training authority boards. ANC committee member Khaulatle Khabo says those not attending have no respect for the rule of law.
I must indicate in this meeting that the minister is not in any position to tell us whether we must postpone the meeting or not. In fact, it must be indicated in this meeting that this portfolio committee will not operate based on the availability of the minister. It must be reaffirmed that this meeting will continue whether the minister is there or not, precisely because of this, not for the first meeting that we had postponed due to the unavailability of the minister.
The DA's Karabo Kakau says there's no reason why the minister has to attend events in the Eastern Cape herself when she has deputies.
Essentially, we're sitting with two deputy ministers here who are not responsible for nothing, essentially unable to tell us anything that we need, because the person who's going to be able to tell us and who must be able to tell us what's going on is Minister Nkabane. And her being evasive in this process is not only a spit in our faces, because it's a waste of our time, but it's also a spit in the faces of the people of this country who depend on a ministry that's going to function properly.
A protest group calling for public health care services to be reserved solely for South Africans has accused the Human Rights Commission of putting the needs of undocumented foreign nationals first. Members of the March and March movement voiced their concerns during a demonstration at the Commission's Durban offices yesterday. The HRC says health services are a basic right that everyone is entitled to. March and March's Teresa Nokia says they've given the Commission 10 days to respond to their demands, which include putting the needs of South Africans first.
It's like they're putting the foreigners above us. One of the main reasons why we went there is to let them know that we are not going to stand for this anymore. So the CEO, he took our memorandum, he signed for it.
And a man who worked on the Tomb Raider video game series has been jailed for fraudulently claiming a second COVID loan. The insolvency service in the UK says 52-year-old Peter Connolly from Carlton Durham overstated his company's numbers to get the money in 2022. He'd legitimately got 22,000 rand a month earlier. The composer has been given a 16-month prison sentence. The top story, the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education has slammed members from the Department of Higher Education for their no-show at a meeting on Minister Nobuhle Nkabane's controversial CETA appointments. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.